Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly is in charge while Governor Rick Snyder is on vacation. Kelly says state law and the U.S. Constitution require the state to fill the seat for the final few weeks of the year and Congress's lame duck session.
In this case, there was, in fact, no discretion left.
Kelly says the special primary could have been coordinated with the August 8th vote if McCotter had made his decision a few weeks sooner.
So the lateness of the decision did result in additional costs to the taxpayers.
The next special election will coincide with the regular November election. The winner of the special election will serve until the end of the year and will represent the current 11th congressional district. The winner of the regular election will represent the newly redrawn 11th to serve the term that begins in January. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, this is Rick Pluta at the State Capitol.